Actor Michelle Clooney is here to talk about the virtual 20th reunion of Queer as Folk and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
We're good.
Tell us about the 20th reunion of Queer as Folk.
It's going to be Scott Lowell hosting, the magnificent Scott Lowell. It will be myself, Peter Page, Robert Gant, Hal Sparks, Randy Harrison, Sharon Glass, the producers, writers, the people behind the scenes doing hair and makeup, our wonderful guest stars, Sherry Miller and Jack Weatherall, and many, many, many more. We have a lot of great surprises. And it's just something that, you know, it just kind of came about. We often have a group text going, especially when things are happening and unfolding in the world as they have in the last 6 weeks. And someone said, oh, we need to do something. What can we do? And there was some back and forth conversation. And we talked about the LGBT centers. And then Scott said, well, what about Centerlink? Because they link all the centers throughout America. And of course, that includes Puerto Rico, and as well as Canada and China and Australia. And we were like, that's great. Let's do it. And so we just kind of put this together, and we're really excited.
How did this all come about, and how did you get involved with it?
We text back and forth, you know, and as the events of the world were unfolding, we were texting each other on a group text, how are you okay, do you have everything you need, and checking in on each other. You know, we'll always be family, that's for sure. And one of us said, we need to do something, what can we do, I wish we could help out the community. And there was talk of LGBT centers and how we could help, and then Scott came up with a great idea of Centerlink, doing an online 20th reunion and all the proceeds going to Centerlink. So that's how it came about. And it's going to be on YouTube Live, and you can find links posted on our Facebook pages and our Twitter pages and on Instagram.
What do you hope to accomplish with this virtual reunion?
We hope to raise a lot of funds for Centerlink, which will in turn help the LGBTQ centers throughout America and China and Canada and Australia, as well as help to make people feel not so alone in this. It'd be nice to reach out to people. That's what we're hoping for.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
I think with my work, especially with acting, it's not just entertaining people, but helping them feel less alone in the human condition. And I hope, you know, if I can leave this world with a little bit more love and giving people a bit more, not just comfort, but also helping to people to stand up for themselves. That's something that I would hope to accomplish with my work and connecting people. We're all in this together. And that's something I've always been interested in.
You live in Los Angeles with your son. How are you dealing with social distancing and stay-home orders?
Well, you know, Los Angeles was really built for this. This is our time because there's more space here, so it's easier to stay home. And Los Angeles has a bit of a reputation as being a bunch of homebodies. It's hard to get people to go out to events. So I actually think staying home for in the city is a little bit easier. We have more space here than in New York. And Dashiell, he's so interested in so many things, especially science. So I've been ordering a lot of things from KiwiCo online, and they send great science projects to the house and work on them. And we talk about what's going on in the world and science and how that relates. And now he's said several times he wants to be a scientist. So that's really interesting to me. I'm always trying to take whatever's thrown at us and relate it back to what we can do, what he can do, you know, education and having fun too. So we're doing pretty good here.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids, especially dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic?
This breaks my heart. I think that in ways, maybe with the coronavirus and being out of school, maybe some of that bullying has gone away. Of course, there's always online bullying, and then there's also what is happening at home. So such a hard question. We're in such dire times. It's not as though they can get out of the house or even get away from the computer, because oftentimes that kids are homeschooling online, and also that's a great form of entertainment people are relying on, especially for kids. You know, if they can reach out, I know I've gone through many a hard time in my life, and I know that what I've always have relied on is reaching out. finding somebody somewhere who cares, who can listen. You don't want to keep those feelings bottled up inside. You also, oftentimes in a bullying situation, you can't speak out. You can't talk back. And so you're carrying all those emotions inside of you and internalizing them. There's some way you can get them out. You can call the LGBT center, because the most important thing is to not keep those feelings bottled up inside where they can turn against you. That someone told me when I was very young and I came into the business, and don't let the bastards get you down. There are times in life when you just got to reach down and find something strong inside yourself to carry you through. And that's not always easy. I think reaching out is the best, and finding people who love and people who are good, because they are out there. And tune into our event and reach out to us. You know, all of us are just sitting home. We're accessible and we're here, and we're the group of people who really care. I wish I had more answers.
How can people get information about the 20th reunion of Queer as Folk?
So to get information, you can go to my Facebook page or Scott Lowell's Facebook page. And I just posted a link to a group where all the information will be posted. Scott Lowell has a YouTube channel. We're hooking up to that, so you can go to that. The donation link should be out in the next 24 hours. And I appreciate everyone's patience, because, you know, we just decided to put this together, and we're, you know, it's kind of like when you put on a show and you say, hey, I've got a barn, I've got some dresses, let's put on a show. So, and you can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
What other projects are you working on?
The last 2 years, I've been writing a script. A dear friend of mine, Charles Kaiser, wrote the book, The Cost of Courage, about a very brave family during the French Resistance, a family he happened to know. And I optioned the rights to the book, and we've been working on the script, and we're on our fifth draft, and I'm really excited about it. It's about standing up in uncertain times to fascism. And so I think it's topical, you could say.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I wish people would talk a bit more about what's going on in the world with dictatorships, with our president, with the dynamics of the world. I find it really frightening, to say the least. And I think now more than ever, people really need to stand up and have the courage to stand up and unite and realize that we're stronger than those few who want to rule over us. And we have more power than we think. And I really hope that that manifests in this coming election, that everyone gets out and votes, and that we put a system in place to help people to vote. And I think it will be a real impasse for our country and for the world, too. People are watching. So I hope and I pray that everyone really rallies around Joe Biden. You know, I was a Pete Buttigieg girl. I really liked him. But I'm happy to fight for Joe and to help get people registered and get out the vote. I think we're at an impasse, and we have to give it all we have.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
Like I said, look, I've gone through some challenging times in my life. I think every interesting person has. You know, I've hit my knees on the floor of my bathroom and bawled my eyes out. And I've always said to myself, this too shall pass. If you don't like the situation, just hang on, because things will change. It's inevitable. Sometimes for the worse, sometimes for the better, but they will change. And so that's what I've tried to tell myself, to have that insight, to be able to look into the future and realize that I won't always be in this situation, whatever that situation is. And I've told myself that during the good times, to really enjoy them. Especially as you get older, you understand that good times are sometimes lightning in a bottle when they come, and you have to really enjoy them. I think that my mother, she's a bit of a Southern belle, and she's tough as nails, and I think she instilled that toughness in all the kids. There's something deep down inside me that is like steel, concrete. I know I can draw from that when I need to. I think we have to remember that the human spirit is extraordinary, and that we have overcome some extraordinary events in world history, and we have to pull on that and remember that we are that. We did that. Humans did that. And we have to pull on that human spirit during this extraordinary time and realize that we will get through this, and to call upon our better selves.